Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the line with us right now is Wilkes-Barre City Administrator Ted Wampel. How are you, Ted?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good. I know you have a busy afternoon. Thanks for taking time here. Can you explain, you know, the whole process here? What's going on? What's the status of this?
Sure. So early today, the mayor made the decision to file the paperwork, which is the petition to be considered for Act 47 status in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania by DCED. Basically, what it does is it obviously means you're going to be in a financial distress situation. It's submitted to DCED. They review it. There's 11 criteria that you have to meet on one of them to qualify, and the city submitted the petition based upon two of those. So we think that they will be accepted into the program, and that will start the process.
Now, what are the two that you submitted it based on?
The one is having a 1% deficit over a period of years consecutively, and the other is having 5 years of expenses exceeding revenues. Okay. And those we meet pretty easy. We're almost along the same lines of what Hazleton was when they submitted their Act 47 petition.
Now, if the distressed city status is granted, how does that help?
So there's a couple of things. I mean, it's a long process, first of all, and people need to know that, and it's not an easy process. You know, DCED, you know, determines you're eligible, then they appoint an Act 47 manager. The Act 47 manager then holds public hearings, gets input from all over the city, including businesses, officials, unions, residents, and they put a plan together that basically is a economic recovery plan for the city. And it's then presented to city council, who must approve it. Once it's approved, it's enacted, and then the city can then, you know, start on the road to financial recovery. So there's a couple of things. You know, when they come in, you know, they'll look at revenues, they'll look at expenses, they'll look at your personnel. They will come up with a plan that is designed to get us out of here within that 5-year window. You know, what it means for residents specifically, it's kind of hard to say. If you look at some of the Act 47 plans around the state, they vary. You know, people have said, you know, does this mean my taxes or fees are going to go up? Are you going to have employees? But no one really knows. And I would, you know, encourage people to keep an open mind. Let's see how the process goes. We know that this has been coming on for a long time. And, you know, the mayor just said, this is it. This is the end of the road. You know, we've tried. You know, Frank, you know, we did some things last year, like a huge debt restructuring plan that was able to lower our debt payment every year by $2 million. And that helped. And that helped to stave off Act 47, which has been the mayor's plan all along, is to stay out.
Right. I mean, because you don't really want, you know, anybody from the outside, so to speak, kind of, you know, putting their fingers in the pool here. But and I know, Ted, in Scranton, it was a tough situation. They were a distressed city for 25 years. They couldn't even get out of it.
Yeah. And Act 47 has changed, and that can no longer be. I mean, it really is a 5-year, you know, assignment into the program. You can get an extension in extreme circumstances, but it is a short window to get your affairs in order. So, you know, people can count on that, and the fact that whatever we do, you know, there's going to be some short-term pain, let's be honest, right? But ultimately, there's going to be long-term gain where we can hope to get this thing right and be on the right path where this doesn't become an issue anymore. And, you know, listen, you know, what we looked at this and said, the city has a problem. You know, we have tried a lot of different ways, especially under the consultations with PFM, who is our early intervention plan provider. And, you know, they've given us a lot of suggestions. We implemented some of them, and some of them have resulted in savings to the city. But ultimately, you know, when it comes down to, you know, for example, doing asset sales and things like that, which are, you know, one-time revenues, but they can kind of buy you some time. And you know, we weren't having a whole lot of success with that. And the mayor just said, listen, you know, our contract negotiations have kind of slowed down. And we need to do something so everybody understands that, we need some help, and that's what got us here.
So what happens next? Does a team from Harrisburg come up? Do you guys go down to Harrisburg? What happens?
I'm a little fuzzy on the next couple of steps. I believe, it is reviewed by a committee down in Harrisburg, I believe, from DCED. I believe it may involve a hearing or two, usually within, I believe it's 30 days. And then they take all that information and make that determination. So, and then once that's done, then they decide on the Act 47 manager, and it just starts that process. So, yeah, and again, fully transparent, right? I mean, this is done in public. There are going to be public hearings. The public has a chance to have some input, and they really should take advantage of that.
Ted, was it a tough decision?
Yeah, listen, from the very beginning, when I got involved in city government, it was one of those things where we wanted to say, we're going to fight, tooth and nail to stay out of this. We're going to do whatever we need to do, whatever we can do, to avoid going into Act 47. The mayor said that. And, over the last couple of weeks, we have spent a lot of time on the phone and in meetings with PFM, with our labor attorneys, and even with DCED. And especially amongst our own administration, just looking at the, whatever the facts are and say, what do we do? The mayor had a lot of sleepless nights over the last 2 weeks. And, ultimately, he made that decision to submit the petition. And anybody that thinks that that's an easy thing to do doesn't really understand the process.
Well, you mentioned transparency, and I know you always make yourself available, and I'm grateful for that. Thanks for talking with us today. I can assure you we'll be bugging you again.
Yeah, Frank, anytime. And as we go through this process and you want to chat, reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to get on with your listeners.
All right, stay cool. It's going to be a hot weekend.
You got it, sir. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you. Ted Wampol, City Administrator, Wilkes-Barre.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.